This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Leanne Hansen. And joining us is Puzzle Master Will Shortz. And Will, you're at WFYI?
Yes, in Indianapolis. My mother's turning 100, and so I'm back here with the family to celebrate. And you remember, she was on the show years ago.
I do, and we want to give a shout-out to Wilma Shortz, Will Shortz's mom, who is turning 100 years old this weekend. Bravo. Ah. Brava. And is there a big party for her?
Yes.
Excellent. All right. I imagine you were thinking on the drive to Indianapolis about what puzzle you're going to give to our listeners and what puzzle you're going to give to our player. But first, we have to get through the puzzle you gave everyone last week. What was it?
Yes, it came from listener Ward Hartenstein of Rochester, New York. It involved the name Wayne Manor, which was the home of Batman. And the puzzle was rearrange the letters of Wayne Manor to name two well-known American corporations, past or present. What corporations are they?
And what corporations are they?
They are Amway and Enron.
You know, we had the most entries in some time, nearly 2,000 to this week's particular challenge. And out of those entries, our winner is Bob Brittingham of Memphis, Tennessee. Hi, Bob.
Hi, good morning, Leanne.
It is Brittingham, yes?
Yes.
What do you do in Memphis?
I teach economics and statistics at Christian Brothers University.
All right. How long have you been playing our puzzle?
Oh, I go back to the 20th century and postcards. I don't think they were penny postcards, but it was...
No, they were a little more expensive, and you've been sending in entries since that?
Pretty much.
Good for you. Well, all right, let's play.
All right, Bob and Leanne, I'm going to give you three words. You give me a word that can follow each of mine to complete a familiar two-word phrase. For example, if I said batting, grade point, and below, you would say average. Because in batting average, grade point average, and below average. And here's a hint. Each answer has exactly seven letters.
Seven letters. Okay.
Here's number one. Shooting, peanut, and rogues.
Gallery.
Gallery is right. Number two is drivers, liquor, poetic.
License.
Good. Adding, time, pinball.
Machine.
That's right. Electric, horse, wet.
Oh, blanket.
Blanket is correct. Try this one. Motion, mental, class. That's C-L-A-S-S.
Ocean, mental, and class.
Motion is the first word. M.
Motion. Oh, motion.
Yeah. Motion, mental, class.
Not sickness. Motion.
Motion.
Something you might go to see.
Oh, picture.
Oh, of course.
Motion picture, mental picture, and class pictures, right?
Yes.
How about train, filling, radio?
Train. Dueling?
Second word is filling, F-I-L-L-I-N-G.
Oh, station.
It's filling station, right. Vacuum, dry, pipe.
Cleaner.
That's right. Spring, fried, rubber.
Chicken.
That's it. Trial, lead, hot air.
Balloon.
That's right. English, television, water.
English channel.
That's it. Television channel, water channel. How about animal, gram, Ritz?
Cracker.
That's it. Political, computer, rocket.
Science.
That's it. And here's your last one. Straight, six, trouble.
Okay. What were the first two, please?
First two were straight, S-T-R-A-I-G-H-T, six, S-I-X,
shooter.
And trouble, troubleshooter. Good job.
Bob, nice work. You've left me speechless. It was so good.
After 20 years, I was afraid I was going to go bluey.
No, you did not go bluey, and you did not go blank. And between us, we managed to work out what on earth Will was looking for here.
Yes, I'm sure.
Nice job. And to tell you what you'll get for playing today's puzzle, we have the founder and artistic director of the choral music organization Vocal Essence. He's on the show later talking about the origins of some of our traditional well-known Christmas music. Here's Philip Brunel. Thank you.
For playing our puzzle today, you'll get a weekend edition lapel pin, the Scrabble Deluxe Edition from Parker Brothers, the book series Will Shortz Presents Ken Ken, Volumes 1, 2, and 3 from St. Martin's Press, one of Will Shortz' Puzzle Master decks of riddles and challenges from Chronicle Books, and a CD compilation of NPR's Sunday Puzzles.
Before you go, Bob, tell us what member station you listen to.
91.1 WKNO.
Oh, I love it that you know the frequency. Bob Brittingham of Memphis, Tennessee, thanks so much for playing the puzzle with us. Enjoy your holidays with your family.
Thanks, Leanne. Well, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Thanks a lot, Bob.
All right, Will, you got something in your pocket for next week?
Yes. Name a city in the United States whose name ends in the letter S, as in Sam. This city is one of the largest cities in its state. Change the S to a different letter and rearrange the result. You'll name the state this city is in. What city and state are these? So again, a U.S. city whose name ends in the letter S. It's one of the largest cities in its state. Change the S to a different letter, rearrange the result. You'll name the state this city is in. What city and state are these?
When you have the answer, go to our website, npr.org/puzzle, and click on the Submit Your Answer link. Only one entry per person, please. Our deadline is Thursday, 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Please include a phone number where we can reach you at about that time. We'll call you if you're the winner, and you'll get to play Puzzle on the air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's Puzzle Master, Will Shortz. Have a Merry Christmas and a great birthday party for your mom, Will Shortz. Thank you.
Thanks a lot, Leanne.